You're listening to SBS News.
With the potential of conflict and all its uncertainties looming, many Ukrainians in Australia have been turning to the comforts of their local church communities. The Very Reverend Father Simon Squee from the local Ukrainian Catholic Church in Sydney's Lidcombe says most are feeling very anxious.
The community is very anxious, very worried. It is an extremely distressing time. The majority of our parishioners who survived the Second World War are now well into their 90s. And we had a number at church on Sunday who were in tears.
For many in Father Simon's church community, the fear is for their loved ones still in Ukraine. And today, they feel further away than ever after the government advised Australians not to travel to Ukraine and told those already there to come home immediately.
We have family in Ukraine. We have friends in Ukraine. There would be no one from a Ukrainian-Australian background that didn't have someone in Ukraine that they knew or were related to. We have Ukrainian-Australians who are living and working in Ukraine at the moment. And of course, there is that sense of anxiety and of worry for those who are over there.
More than 100,000 Russian troops have now moved to areas near Ukraine's border, now covering areas to the north, east and south. In light of the threat of a possible conflict, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne announced the government would start evacuating the family members and dependents of its diplomatic staff in Kiev.
This is a matter of prudence and caution to protect the safety of Australians and particularly the dependents of diplomatic staff, but it in no way detracts from our absolute commitment to Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty.
Germany, the United States and the United Kingdom have all made the same decision, but Ukraine's top diplomat in Canberra, Volodymyr Shalkivsky, has labelled the decision premature and excessive.
We have more than 120 foreign embassies and international organization offices in Ukraine. So there are only four countries that decide to evacuate. We believe it's a little bit too excessive at this point.
Mr. Shalkivsky also said he feels Australia's decision could send the wrong message that war is all but inevitable, something he and the Ukrainian government are not ready to concede.
We would like to avoid panic that something is already started. We still believe that full-scale invasion is possible to avoid, is possible to stop, and there is still a way out of this grim situation.
Ukrainian groups here who've been in touch with Australian nationals say many are unlikely to heed the government's call to leave. Dr. Olga Olenikova from the Ukraine Democracy Initiative says many in Ukraine are still optimistic that war could be avoided, and if it can't be, they don't want to abandon the country.
I know there's many actual Australians now who are in Ukraine and who will stay in Ukraine. So they're saying that we'll be here in Ukraine despite anything. We'll help defend Ukraine if things happen and escalate. Many people consider that the threat is real, right? Some people still consider that it wouldn't happen. This situation will damage Russia even more. So Russia will prevent from doing anything like that because they will drag themselves even deeper into, economic problems, into sanctions.
The Department of Foreign Affairs is warning the security situation in Ukraine could change with little notice, and that might limit its ability to assist any Australians who choose to stay. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.